Welcome to the Deep Dodge. We take stacks of information and, well, we try to get to the heart of what's really important. Today we're looking at a fascinating new study. It's from the Journal of Dairy Science, and we're focusing on something pretty crucial but maybe often overlooked: rumination time in dairy cattle. Yeah, we've got some cutting-edge genetic research here specifically on Canadian Holstein cows. Our mission today is to sort of unpack how genetics influences this really fundamental behavior and, you know, what are the surprising impacts on the cow's life and even ultimately our world. So why should you care about how long a cow chews its cud? Stick around, you're about to find out. Okay, so let's start with the basics then. What exactly is rumination, you know, chewing the cud? Why is it such a big deal for dairy cows?
Right. So rumination, it's that really distinctive behavior you see in ruminants like dairy cattle. It's cyclical. It involves, you know, repetitive chewing, regurgitating the food, chewing it again, remasticating, and then reswallowing. It's absolutely crucial for them. They need it to properly digest these really fibrous diets they eat. It helps them extract nutrients, absorb them properly. And for dairy cows specifically, this whole process is directly linked to their milk production. It makes sure they have a constant supply of energy and amino acids.
Okay.
And don't forget the rumen microbes. They're key players too, producing essential volatile fatty acids, VFAs, and proteins.
Yeah, in the gut biome, basically.
Exactly. And, you know, historically tracking this, it was really tedious just watching cows. But now sensor-based systems, think neck collars, ear tags, they completely revolutionized how we monitor it. We get this high throughput data now, connecting rumination time directly to things like reproduction, health, and, of course, milk production.
That's amazing. From just watching to detailed sensor data. So, okay, it's clearly super important physiologically. This new research, what did it actually uncover about the genetic side of rumination? That's the real deep dive here, right?
Exactly. Yeah. While rumination as a behavior has been studied a lot, its genetic basis, not so much attention there. So this study really aimed to change that. They did what's called a genome-wide association study, GWSS. They looked at 452 Canadian Holstein cows, all mid-first lactation, and they found a moderate heritability for rumination time. The estimate was 0.33 plus or minus 0.10.
Okay. Moderate heritability, about a third.
Yeah, basically meaning about a third of the difference we see in how long cows ruminate comes down to their genes. So it confirms, yes, genetics plays a significant role, and it's a trait we could potentially select for in breeding.
That's a powerful insight, knowing it's heritable like that. So they didn't just say genetics matters, they actually pinpointed specific markers across different chromosomes. What kinds of genes showed up? And what do they tell us about how rumination actually, you know, works?
Yeah, they found some really remarkable links. 35 significant genetic markers, or SNPs, across 13 chromosomes. And linked to those were 34 unique genes and 19 quantitative trait loci. Many of the identified genes were clearly associated with muscle structure and contraction.
Ah, that makes sense.
Right. Think about it. Rumination is this highly coordinated cycle of muscle contractions all through the digestive tract, from regurgitating to the churning in the rumen itself. So finding genes that affect things like, say, the sarcolemma or the sarcomere parts of muscle fibers and their contractile units, it just fits perfectly. They literally influence the physical act.
The mechanics of it all.
Exactly. But it didn't stop there. Other genes they found were linked to the nervous system.
Oh.
Yeah, things like synapse formation, neuronal communication, which really highlights that rumination isn't just muscles working, it's a complex interplay. There's precise communication needed between nerves in the gut and the brain.
So it's neurological control, too.
Precisely. A kind of finely tuned neurological dance, you could say. And then critically, they found genes associated with milk, fat, and protein percentages.
The money traits.
You got it. For instance, one gene, WARS2, it's involved in mitochondrial processes. These are linked to fat deposition and also synthesizing tryptophan.
Which is an essential amino acid, right? For protein.
Exactly. Essential for milk protein. So this connects the whole rumination process, efficient fiber digestion, microbial activity directly to the quality of the milk produced.
Wow. Not just how much milk, but what's in it.
Right. It's all connected. And interestingly, some genes were even linked to broader health traits, things like clinical mastitis, even body height and udder structure.
Okay. Wow. So rumination isn't just this isolated behavior. It sounds like a window into the cow's whole system, digestion, health, milk quality, and it's rooted right there in her genetic code. So what does all this mean then for us, for the dairy industry moving forward?
Well, this deep dive, it really significantly advances our understanding, doesn't it, of rumination time's genetic architecture and those intricate physiological pathways that govern it. By using this genomic data, we get a much more accurate, more comprehensive picture than just, you know, watching the cows.
Right, in the traditional methods.
Exactly. And this really could unlock a new era for dairy farming. If we understand these genetic links, we can potentially breed cows not just for more milk, but for optimized digestion, better overall health, maybe even superior milk quality. It makes dairy production potentially more efficient, more sustainable.
So, like, designing healthier, more productive animals right from their genetic blueprint.
That's the potential, yeah.
What an incredible journey into the hidden genetic drivers of cow behavior, from muscle contractions to nerve signals, even the fat and protein in milk. Mm-hmm. It's clear rumination is this really finely tuned process with deep genetic roots. Understanding these connections, well, it could truly change how we approach animal health and productivity. So for you, the listener, maybe this raises a question. What other, well, you know, seemingly simple behaviors in animals, or heck, even in ourselves, what might have similarly intricate genetic blueprints just waiting to be uncovered? Something to chew on.